Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 16th of September and ending on Sunday the 22nd of September, which is when the sun will change signs and enter Libra. And we have another big event this coming week. It's the eclipse of the moon on Tuesday. So you have a separate recording for that. I highly encourage you to listen to it. We are going through very unusual times for us. Many of us are not feeling very grounded right now. Things seem to be spinning in a way, and I know that there's some talk about how the Earth's actual spin is not quite the same as it was. So be aware of those things. If you feel off, you are, and you have to see how you can work on grounding yourself. And that's going to be tricky till we get past the Pisces lunar eclipse. And if you understand what's going on and what factors are that are at work, it will help you. So I encourage you to listen to that podcast. On Monday, we have the Pisces moon come in at 5:39 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And that is one of the few good days of this coming week. It's going to be a rough week, which makes sense considering what we're dealing with. So it comes in 5:39 a.m. and goes to trine Mars in Cancer until 5:03 p.m. And so this is one of the better times for you to find an easy flow for the things you may need to do or accomplish or appointments or whatever. Venus is in kind of an approach to some difficulties as she's opposing Chiron in Aries, Libra to Aries. There's a couple of issues coming in because the eclipse is in the new nodal axis, which we will experience starting in January of 2025, which is the south node in Virgo and the north node in Pisces. So we have a few things coming to show the polarity of Libra and Aries. This is one of them, the Venus opposition to Chiron in Aries. And so while we're having a good time with the trine, we are also having to feel more about the issues of equality for the feminine and justice on that level with wounding from leadership Aries and trying to come to some middle ground. You may see it in conversations or just, you know, sometimes we just see things. If we're watching television even, it's like there it is on the screen of what I'm looking at. The moon, however, goes on from the trine at 5:03 p.m. to oppose Mercury in Virgo. And that's 2:55 a.m. that it comes in. Now, you won't necessarily feel this until later in the evening in the Eastern time zone, but I'm telling you about it because if you're making plans or you're coming up with ideas, there is going to be a pushback on it. The Piscean energy of flow and going into the total feelings and sometimes fantasy is not really in alignment ever with the mind that is focused on analysis, organization, and perfection. So there will be a difficulty with those plans. So just remember that. That's not the time to do it. The moon is then moving to join Saturn in Pisces at 6:11 a.m. on Tuesday. So we wake up with a little bit of a down feeling. And it is the eclipse day, the lunar eclipse again, partial lunar eclipse. All right, so that doesn't mean the effect of the eclipse itself isn't as potent. It just means that you know, when it comes in later at 10:34 p.m., you won't see an orange, a big orange moon. You'll just see a like shadow over the usually the top of the moon. Maybe in the southern hemisphere, it's on the bottom. No, I think we see things the same in certain ways. Sometimes they're exactly opposite. Okay, so the moon in Pisces during the day on Tuesday is squaring, once again, it's a square to Jupiter in Gemini, 2:30 p.m. Is when that comes in. And this is a time when we can become excessive. But if there's too much information coming at the Pisces moon, that's going to be a shutdown, even if you don't notice. I always say, you know, sometimes people appear to be listening or appear to be taking in the information, but they're really not. And that's one of those times. So if you happen to be the Jupiter in Gemini that's full of like an expanded idea, don't expect a lot of reception from everyone. And then you've got the moon opposite the sun. This is always the polarity of qualities, and we've been talking about those because of the rest of the aspects that we've been seeing, which is that, you know, Pisces is very fluid and not interested in definite form, and Virgo is quite interested in definite form, you know, so it's just those opposing ideals and ideas. And the thing that's helpful when you have mutable signs involved, which you do with Pisces and Virgo and Gemini, also Sagittarius, if there were an aspect to Sag, but there isn't, they're a little bit more flexible, indeed a little bit, a lot more flexible than the fixed signs. And so they can come to some point in the middle if they really choose to. Moon in Pisces will go on from the full moon lunar eclipse, which is also the full moon coming to a peak, always a peak, which can be a fruition or could be. I just see how this doesn't work. It's too complicated. It's too difficult. It's, you know, and then you sort of say, all right, I'm releasing now. And that can definitely happen with full moon as well. It's not the only thing that happens. There's a couple of things, and I've frequently looking online. I mean, it's either you're going to either see the release and forget the fruition, which is kind of a shame because you work towards it. And the moon in Pisces is sextile Uranus and Taurus on Wednesday morning. It comes in exact at 12:53 a.m. Eastern time zone. This is where, if you were up late in the Eastern or you're still up the rest of the time zones in the United States, is really you have to correct for your location if you're not in one of those. This is a time when the moon in Pisces joins with the idea of understanding, which we haven't really done a great job with, the intuitional and telepathic connection that we have with all things in our manifested world. Moon of Pisces can be picking that up, having more information come in about the energy that flows through all things and how we affect it with our energy and it affects us with its energy. So that's like a time that you might have an experience of that. Wednesday morning at 3:10 a.m., the moon joins Neptune. And, of course, retrograde planets are there. Uranus is retrograde. Neptune is retrograde. Saturn is retrograde. Pluto is retrograde. And so these are things that we're going back over, but the moon conjunction, Neptune, is usually a little bit too much Neptune, you know, so if you may be in dreamland, and then you know, so that is a place where you could be getting messages. It can be a time to receive messages, but it can also be a difficult time where there's confusion and fog, literally or physically, or Mercury in Virgo is opposing Saturn in Pisces at 4:50 a.m., so that's been coming in for a day. So again, you know, Mercury in Virgo wants to lay out the plan, you know, show you the list. This is how we'll do it. And with Saturn in Pisces, you're meeting the skeptic and the naysayer. So it isn't easy. It won't be cooperative at this point in time. Moon in Pisces, sextile, retrograde Pluto back into Capricorn is where it is shortly thereafter. So we try to see some stability at 5:02 a.m. We look for a structure or a port. This moon has had so many aspects, and it's eclipsed and everything. And now it's like, can I come in and just dock myself now and just rock gently at this pier or something? That's what it feels like. And if you're up and about, you know that you're feeling it, but you may still be dreaming, and maybe you find that place to dock. Moon enters Aries at 5:24 a.m. on Wednesday and goes to the square to Mars in Cancer until 6:27 p.m. So again, this is not an easy day. You know, we've been surrounded by not easy days. So we are going to need to ground and look at what are we feeling. Moon in Aries now wants to start getting stuff done, but we're in the third quarter phase of the moon now. You know, we've had the full phase, and now we're supposed to be giving out of our harvest or giving out from what we've learned. But there are issues. There's issues about who's in charge with Moon in Aries and Mars in Cancer, and particularly in the home and family. There's anger, definitely, about how certain people are treating other people. That is definitely part of the day. It's not a time to have your meetings or, you know, try to speak to authorities, because Aries is one of the signs of leadership, so it will be a difficult contest. And the moon is apt to show the anger quickly. Mars is sort of on a slow boil, but boy, when it boils over, you know it. So from 6:27 p.m., when that took place, you finally get a clear shot. It's like, honestly, you will feel like that. Oh, wow. Things are suddenly going more easily. I'm so glad. And that is going to be a long aspect coming in, which is Moon in Aries sextile to Jupiter in Gemini. And that is until 2:11 p.m. on Thursday. So this is your window. Say 7 p.m. from Wednesday to say 2 p.m. on Thursday. That's when you move forward with what you need to do and make those communications, because it's Jupiter is going to be there with you in getting information or having people that will you can actually connect to that you needed to connect to. And again, maybe make some plans or have some new ideas. And the Sun in Virgo is making a trine to Uranus and Taurus until 10:04 a.m. So some of the energy of organizing and analyzing is also looking at the changes that have taken place and some of the new ideas that are have been moving in our realm about the areas of finance and business, and that's a Virgo interest, definitely, and even food and health. This is also an interest. So we get past the 2:11 p.m. sextile from Moon to Jupiter, and we go into the Moon in Aries opposition to Venus in Libra at 11:14 p.m. Again, there's your Aries-Libra opposition. Aries is me. Usually it's about me and mine and impatient. And, you know, with the moon, it's instinctive response. to be this way, and Venus is looking for harmony, cooperation, you know, and in Libra, you know, trying to form some sort of a partnership. This isn't happening, won't happen. So 11:14 p.m. is when that comes in, and then the moon squares Pluto, 1:26 a.m. So you can't take it to an authority even, you know, and if you are a moon in Aries, and I used to say this all the years of from 2008 until, you know, this little shift into Aquarius for a little while this year, you know, don't break rules during a moon square Pluto. You know, don't run the red light, you know. Although it's fair to say that many people are not in their bodies when they're driving anymore, which is a shame. So you have to put some energy around you, you know, because people are feeling all these things I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, but they don't know. You know, the great thing about having astrology information is that you know, you are prepared. And the great thing about having tools and techniques for grounding or, you know, putting light around you or whatever are very important for you to have now. So this is because people are not, you know, they're just not aware. I don't know if you've noticed, but we are in a highly sociopathic culture now. We've been trained into it, you know, to be disconnected from the feelings and actions of others, and just focused on what's going on for me. So this is why sometimes you have people in a zone that isn't connecting to what's going on around them. This is a time when this can be going on as you approach that time even, but exact at 4:39 a.m., which is fortunate for us on the East Coast, most of us won't be out and about. But if you are, and you happen to be the one who feels like, oh, I'll just go through the light because it's so late, yeah, that probably won't work out for you, or it might not work out for you. Keep that in mind. We're up to Friday the 20th. The moon goes into Taurus at 5:03 a.m. And this is your next good period and flow. You've got a moon that's going sextile Mars in Cancer until 8:18 p.m. And so that is great for gatherings with family members, you know, sharing food with others. Yeah, it's wonderful, except the Sun in Virgo is opposing Neptune in Pisces, and so that's at 8:17. So both things come in at the same time. Be careful of being around toxic or infection type situations. But the moon is feeling happy and, you know, having that sextile to Mars. So we do have Mercury going square Jupiter from Virgo to Gemini at 4:50 a.m. on Saturday the 21st, which is the UN International Day of Peace. Won't happen at 4:50 a.m. There won't be agreement in that level, and we've seen all too much of that. Moon is, however, going sextile Saturn in Pisces at 5:28 a.m., so there's some stabilizing influence that's helping the people who are frightened, particularly about money and things like that. Moon in Taurus trine Mercury in Virgo, 4:30 p.m. Oh, Mercury in Virgo, oh, happy day. There's somebody actually, you know, wants to know how to keep the structures going, and, you know, it's a good experience, and you can have your talks and get something settled even. Except that the moon is going to face a challenge when it makes the conjunction to Uranus in Taurus. And that comes in for the Eastern time zone at 1:29 a.m. on Sunday the 22nd. This is, well, you know, so the plans you made, there may be a change. or this may be isolated change. Okay, so just know that there is a surprise. And if you're out on the roads that night, there may be a surprise also, so be aware. The Sun in Virgo is trining the retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, trying to stabilize things despite the surprise of that Moon-Uranus conjunction. That trine comes in at 2:12 a.m. on Sunday the 22nd, which is a very big day. Just like the Tuesday of the lunar eclipse was a very big day, we have shifts coming. First, the Moon in Taurus is going to finish up all its positive aspects. So after the conjunction to Uranus, Moon in Taurus sextile Neptune, Moon in Taurus trine Pluto, and a very quick and early harmony of the lights. From, you know, literally you have 17 minutes to experience the inner peace and harmony of Moon in Taurus trine Sun in Virgo, 6:14 a.m. on Sunday the 22nd. The Moon will enter Gemini at 6:24 a.m. and you won't feel it because it's not coming in on Sunday, but the Moon's first aspect is going to be the square to Saturn. On that day, and shortly after the Gemini Moon comes in, we have the Sun enter Libra, 8:44 a.m. Now, some of you think that because you've been taught this, you've been indoctrinated to believe that it's now you can say it's fall. Hooray! Because like all these leaves that are turning here and in the mountains and, you know, definitely all our oak trees down here in the Piedmont are turning colors, and it's, gee, it's a lot cooler and the angle of the light is different and, you know, the plants are, you know, on time. I'm so grateful that we're still able to have that cycle. This is the Libra equinox. As far as I'm concerned, this is the second harvest and the festival of the second harvest. If you are on Substack and in the actual blog post, you're going to find out that you are going to be open and available to it if you're on the blog email. You will be able to look at a post about when seasons change. You can read about that, and you can also read about cycles. And the harvest cycle now is the second harvest because they are harvesting apples and nuts and things like that. They were always interested in the things they could preserve, you know, because, you know, the temporary things, actually, you know, your pumpkins would probably be rotten by the time we'd use them at Thanksgiving. The holiday should have been right now, right? Because the squash energy is here. Yeah, so some of the root vegetables are coming. And this is exciting for people who were living off the land and didn't have grocery stores and airplanes flying food in. So, but this is also a time of equal light and dark. So this Libra eclipse is equinox. We'll start with an E. Is coming in to the darkest half of the year, and so there were definitely ideas about that. And on Substack, you can read all about it and hear about it because they do have the voiceover. So I did voiceover for some of these. And you will hear about how they I was given the festival information, and it's in book 3 of the Revealing the Druid Legacy series, The Priestess of the Prophecy, and what they were thinking about with Libra. What would they be thinking about? Relationships, equality, harmony, and why would they need to focus so much on that? It's interesting. If you want to read and hear about it, go there. You'll find it. Venus is squaring Pluto. This is the people are talking about. This is a big one for online astrologers because it is a crescendo of conflict for the feminine and for the typical patriarchal powers that be. I mean, we are absolutely in the United States facing this head on, very close to a presidential election. We literally have candidates that would like to remove equality of the feminine, put it further back, and we have a candidate that is a female. I mean, you can't get much more archetypal than this. We have been heading towards that with a lot of incredibly old ideas of, you know, your average man. I mean, they've been showing some reels of men and what they actually still think. It's a phenomena to people like me who came through it from the 50s where I was a little girl being indoctrinated and then the sudden shift in the 60s and then having this increased, you know, freedom and opportunity as a woman. There are guys who want to repeal the 19th Amendment and take the vote away because they absolutely believe that women don't have a brain that's as good as a male brain. They shouldn't be voting. So this is like a really interesting phenomenon. Here you have Venus in Libra squaring Pluto and Capricorn. This is the kind of thing this is about. And so at 5:15 p.m. on Sunday, as we move into the sign of Libra, having the equinox, that is about establishing harmony and balance. It'll be interesting to be looking at the stuff that's coming in and reported on the news Sunday afternoon. And Venus will leave the sign of Libra after this at 10:36 p.m. Off she goes to Scorpio. Now, that's a lot of information to speak on, and I think this is a long podcast. 10:36 p.m., I just will tell you that Venus in Scorpio has those three levels. It is still, you know, a time where the Venus in Scorpio person can be incredibly jealous, seductive and manipulative in love relationship. It's hard to tell the difference between love and sex. And it can also come up to the level of the eagle where it becomes a great manager, a great healer, and, you know, very heavy-duty expressions of the power of love. And, of course, it can go all the way to the spiritual level and be someone who is very involved in that realm in a positive way and also healing in that way. So I will be talking more about Venus in Scorpio. I probably will be writing about it on the Astrolessons page on Facebook. And there's a good chance that there'll be a Substack post on this too, because I think it's a very potent time for Venus, even though I'm sort of moving away from the hierarchy attitudes of the patriarchy when it comes to the signs and planets and signs, you know, that they have a status. You know, this is a good thing and this is a bad thing. And, you know, it's energy. You know, energy has potentials. And that's why I read the energies to you. So, as I said, the moon in Gemini has been going towards the skeptic and the naysayer square and the feelings of it's not going to, or, you know, that stuff. 7:58 a.m. on Monday the 23rd is when that comes in, but that is going to be a much more upbeat day than you could have imagined. So don't worry. You've got another good day coming on Monday. So the following week, the week of the 23rd to the 29th, we'll be looking at Mercury changing signs, moving into Libra. And we'll be assimilating a lot that week. The changes, the eclipse, you know, the lunar eclipse is about a change in relationship. Relationship to people, places, things, and even issues. So a big change within 6 months. And listen to the podcast and you'll be prepared for this event. And I do wish you well. Say goodbye for now.